It is 62 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting a sunny day with a high around 90 degrees or so. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A special investigator says Tennessee's lethal injection process does not violate Krista Pike's rights and that her September 30th execution should be carried out as planned. Pike's legal team had raised several concerns, all related to her health conditions. She's diagnosed with PTSD from a lifetime of sexual trauma. They argue the process, which among other things requires her to be strapped down by a group of male prison workers, would cruelly re-traumatize her. They also argued that a blood condition would make the injection process difficult and needlessly painful. The report says the team failed to make their case during the hearings held earlier this month. Pike's attorneys have until Friday to file objections. The Tennessee Supreme Court will have the final word. Residents who oppose a data center are escalating the pressure on public officials by putting their message on a public billboard. Tensions are high in Carroll County, Kentucky, where the mayor signed an unrecorded real estate option contract to sell 340 acres of public land for a data center. The details went public a year later, and now resident Chris Marsh is among those paying for a billboard displaying the phone number for Mayor Rob Adams.
Probably does feel personal, but it's, I don't know if it's really meant that way, but this is our only voice. They took it from us.
Journalists have found officials signing non-disclosure agreements and key questions going unanswered about the impact of data centers on energy demands and concerns like light and noise pollution. Tennessee has at least 60 data centers, with more than a third in the greater Nashville area, and battles are underway over multiple proposals. Coming up later this hour, you can hear more about transparency concerns in a report from the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom. A former Fairview High School coach is in jail on charges of statutory rape. Christopher Grinstead was not a teacher at the school, but he was hired to coach the track team. Investigators say the 26-year-old had an inappropriate relationship with a 16-year-old team member, which included sexual encounters in his car. He was fired in April after Williamson County school officials learned of an investigation into the allegations. The victim's mother obtained a temporary protection order against Grinstead, which investigators say he violated. He was ordered to wear a GPS monitor, but police say he cut the band off the device. Authorities were able to find him using license plate readers. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.